So guys, there are some more seats. Please have a seat. And whenever you want, we can start.
Okay. All right, so let's start. Welcome everyone. My name is Fernando. I'm a senior software engineer at Red Hat. I work on the networking services team, mainly focused on network management. So today I'm going to talk how we can do networking management more simple, and how we can make the life of sysadmins a little bit better. I know that network management can be complex, especially because most of the sysadmins need to sometimes configure networking, and maybe they are not network experts. So, all right, the first thing is, what is Network Manager? So Network Manager is the standard Linux network configuration tool suite. Basically, it's almost on every distribution, and it configures networking. It's just like that. It takes care of setting the IP address, all the properties, manage routes, manage DNS, manage almost everything, and make sure that when other two modify the network configuration, it will notify Network Manager, will update the status, et cetera, et cetera. Network Manager provides DBus API, and also they have their own library to communicate with the daemon, which is libnm. And this is why there are some tools built around Network Manager. For example, I know that some of you know them, nmapple, nmtwi, nmcli, or nmcloud setup. And there are more, and we are building more of them. So, as I said, the Network Manager daemon is the backend that we are going to use for the new tool, nmstate. And nmstate is a little bit special because it's declarative. So the idea here is that as a user, you just need to define what do you want to configure, and you don't need to care about the host. So you need to you can define the state. You can define what IP address do you want. You can define what properties, if it's a bond, the bond properties, if it's a bridge, whatever you want. And nmstate will take care of it, and we'll resolve all the interdependencies between the interfaces. We configure the routes, we configure everything that is needed to make it work. And we use Network Manager as a backend. We communicate with Network Manager for applying the configuration, but we perform some operations that we are going to talk later, and we needed NISPO to communicate with kernel. So we had a problem. Initially, we were using SysFS, and it was not working well. And we decided to create NISPO, which is another library written in Rust that allows you to communicate with kernel and get real-time network configuration from kernel. So, well, the first question could be, why Netlink and why not SysFS? So SysFS is not an API. You need to understand that, because I know that a lot of people build their tools parsing SysFS, writing on SysFS, using SysFS everywhere, and this could be problematic because SysFS is not an API, and if you read the documentation, it's not stable. It can break between releases. But Netlink is an API. Netlink is a stable. It's not deprecated because SysFS is deprecated, so most of the new most of the new network options that they are adding into kernel, they are not providing a SysFS interface. And also, Netlink use sockets. And that's great because you don't need to open a file, read it, parse it, and then get the proper value. Using sockets, you can get the attribute, you know the type, you communicate through the Netlink sockets, you get the value, and you get proper errors, so everything is better. Okay, so then let's go to the important part. So nmstate handles everything. So you don't need to do anything, you just need to define what do you want, and ideally you will apply that state and everything will be configured after some operations. Sometimes it's not like that, so we have a lot of steps in the middle. We do, for example, validation, we do normalization and verification. We are going to explain them later. And also, it will point you what is going wrong, so you can fix it. So for example, if you are configuring a MAC address and this MAC address is not being configured correctly, it will point you which MAC address is configured on kernel and what is the one that you wanted to configure. And right, you need to solve that. Also, if you put invalid IP address, it will tell you this IP address is not valid please change it. Okay. Or for example, if you configure one great thing is that if you configure an MTU that is bigger than the one supported by the driver, it will let you know about that. Okay, so one thing is that did you misconfigure something? Good, we can do a rollback. Let's talk a little bit about rollbacks. So this is already supported in Network Manager. This is not new from NMState, but it's a little bit complex to use. And in NMState, we simplify it. So basically, all the time that you do an operation, and Network Manager do the NMState do the verification, and if something goes wrong, it's rollback to the previous state. But we can also, maybe nothing go wrong, but you lost connectivity because you removed the IP address, and we cannot know if that is what you wanted or not. I mean, we as NMState. So we allow you to define an option which is no commit. So you can say this simple command, NMState CTL apply, the YAML file. We are going to see the format of the YAML file later. Then no commit and then a timeout time. If you don't specify a timeout, it's going to be 60 seconds by default. So what happened if it went well? It's what you wanted. You have connectivity. Everything is good. OK, then NMState CTL commit. And the configuration will be there permanently. But what happens if you notice that you mess up? All right, NMState CTL rollback, and you're going to be on the previous state. This is really great, because it's really tiring when you misconfigure something, and then you need to undo it manually. So this time, you just do a rollback, and everything will be like before. And what happens when you're working remote on a server, and you lose connectivity, and you earn free travel to the data center? Right, now, with this tool, you can, with a timeout, if you lose connectivity, you are not going to be able to do the commit. So at some point, it will roll back, and you will have your connectivity back, hopefully. All right, and well, verification is optional, but personally, I like it a lot, because when what it does is NMState gets the desired state from the user, then apply it, and then get the current state that is applied to the system and compare them. And if they are not equals, then it's going to fail and it's going to roll back to the previous state automatically. That's great because sometimes you don't know about some options and there are some requirements to set up these options on the interface. So what you can do is apply this if it goes wrong because kernel is not applying the option correctly because they are incompatible, for example. So it does a rollback automatically, and you don't end up with a wrong configure interface. But you can skip this using --, no verify. OK, so let's see some examples of YAML files. These are a little bit simple, but I think they are great examples. Here, for example, we have a bone interface. And you can just define the state, IPv4, the link aggregation options. You can define the mode, the options of that mode, and then define the port. And one thing that is really, really useful is that we have partial editing. So imagine that you want to change only the MAC address, but you don't want to change the IP address. You don't need to define the IP address, because you just define the interface and the type. So this is just enough. Then the MAC address, and apply the state. And NMState will get the current status of the interface and will merge. So you won't lose any property. All right, so then we have, for example, another example in the middle is the VLAN interface over ATH1 interface. And another great thing here, as I say, is that NMState resolve interdependencies automatically. So basically, you don't need to know if in which state needs to be the ATH1 when creating the VLAN, needs to be up or down. Doesn't matter. We are going to handle it, so you don't need to worry about it. And then, for example, we have a Linux bridge with the port and some options on the port. And also, one great thing here is that you don't need to care about the state of the port. NMState will resolve the dependencies and will bring the port up if needed, or we configure as needed. Some more examples, because as I say, NMState is not only focused on interfaces. It's also focused on DNS, root configuration, and also some other interfaces like OVS and OVS DPDK. So okay, for example, here we have our interface eth1 configure with a static IP address, and then we have the add root. So you can define that root, and it will be applied to kernel. The same for routing policy, it's also supported. You can define from IP2 and IP from. It will be forward MAR, forward mask, it will be applied. The same thing for DNS resolver. As you can see there, the last example, it's an OBS interface with OBS reach, so you can define it. And then the great thing is that you don't need always to define the OBS interface. You can define only the OBS reach and add ports or delete ports from it. So it's quite great. All right, so having seen these examples, I would like to do a demo. Sorry if it doesn't work. I hope it will. I have an environment. So let's try it out. All right, so it's big enough. I can make it bigger. Yeah, OK, right. So OK, I'm using the main branch version, which is 2.2.6. And here we have, this is really great. We have an examples base. So you can, if you are learning how to use NMSA, this is quite good. You can go here and see different examples of how you should do it. So one that is really simple is, for example, this one. Right, so this one, very similar to what I showed before. So this is an eth1, and then you have the config, a root config for the eth1. So let's check before the state that we have already. OK, this is the IP address that we have. And here we have eth1. Eth1 is a best, but it's defined as an Ethernet. So according to us, it will behave as an Ethernet. So let's apply the state. It's set attachment and add root. That's it. It's done. If we go to IPA and we go to eth1, we can see the IP address configured here. Right? Then if we do IPR, we are going to see the root here. One for the IP address and the other one the root that we set. And also, if you are waiting to check what happened in Network Manager, you can do this. Whoops. OK. Sorry. All right. You can do this. You will notice that the device is up, and we could check the connection that we generated. But let's go to let's check a more complex example. But we need first to clean up the state. So I'm going to show you how we clean up the state. We have eth1, then all roots. All right. So here, for example, we just need to define the eth1 and then define the roots with the nethop interface and a state absent. And this will clear all the roots that are defined for that interface, which is quite great because when removing something, you don't need to define everything. You just need to define the properties that you want to match, and then a state absent, and it will clear them. All right. Perfect. So it's applied. Let's check it. OK. And then we can, oh, it's active. Right, because we didn't bring down the eth1 interface. That's fine, but we drop the root. So let's create a more complex one, one that I especially like. It's this one. This is going to be the last one. So here we are going to define this. We have two Ethernet interfaces that are connected to a BOIN interface, which has also another port, which is going to be a bridge, and a VLAN over another bridge. So all right. This is the state. We define the VLAN interfaces with the ID, the Linux bridge, which the port is the VLAN, and then another Linux bridge up, and the port is going to be the BOND. And then for the BOND, we have the two Ethernet interfaces, ADH1 and ADH2, and we have ADH1 and ADH2 defined. So let's apply it. All right, this will be a little bit more buffer. Right, so in Network Manager, everything seems set. Then we can do IPA, plenty of things. This is the VLAN. Then we have here the BON with the address configure. This is ADHD. So we have the BON here and the bridge 29. And we can also remove them as we did with the other example. And let me show you how it looks. Right, so this is quite simple. You just need to define ATH1, ATH2 as down, because ATH1 is an Ethernet. It's emulating Ethernet, but it's a physical device, so you cannot remove it completely. And then you have the bond, which can be dropped, the bridge, the VLAN, and the other bridge. So that's it. If you apply it, it will be gone. Check. All right, so it should be done. Buffer. As you can see, there are not any more. You cannot see any more the link, nor the routes, and nor the connections, because we didn't. We removed also the Network Manager connection files. So I think that's it. It was a little bit. A little demo about how it works. I really encourage you to try it out. It's really simple. If you're already using Network Manager, you basically don't need to do anything else, because installing NMState will be enough. NMState is packaged basically on Fedora, CentOS, and RHEL. If you use the Rust library, you can also use the crate to use it whenever you want. Right, so that would be all. And now, some questions. Thank you.
So you basically use Network Manager to do all the settings and everything, but do you also use Netlink? Why is it necessary? Don't you get all the information from Network Manager?
No, because Network Manager is not getting real-time information from kernel all the time. It's not updating it directly. If you look to the devices doesn't have all the properties. And in NISPO, we care about all the properties that are defined on kernel. So this is the main reason.
Are there settings that you need to do through Netlink as well?
No, we don't do the settings through Netlink. We just get them to compare. We found out the problem that as Network Manager is a service and is listening on events of Netlink, sometimes takes some time to update their device cache. And that's a problem because when you do an operation, you want the result immediately.
Isn't that a bug in Network Manager?
Well, it isn't. In the end, you have a very good cache, and it's hard to keep everything updated, so they perform a lot of operations. Obviously, it could be improved, but right now this is the solution that we thought about. Also, NISPO can apply settings to kernel, but we don't use it on NMState. This is like an extra feature that we work on it from time to time.
Hello. I would like to ask if dummy interfaces are supported, and if not, are they planned to be supported?
Dummy interfaces, yes. Dummy interfaces are supported, and yeah, that's it. You can check documentation. I think everything is supported for dummy. Thank you.
Any more questions?
All right.
So I think we're good.
Yeah, we're good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for attending. Thank you.